Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything that you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on. We share it all as life goes on.
Sweetheart.
Morning, Daddy. You're up early.
Yeah, well, I promised Laverne I'd take a look at a house that she and Nick want to buy. And you, you're off to the park with your sister?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to lie in the grass all day and soak up the rain. Carol, you look like a beekeeper. Taunt if you must, Barbara, but as for me, I'm going to just say no to melanoma.
Sounds like you two have a wonderful day ahead of you. Maybe not.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. Okay, here's the thing. I got invited to a really fancy masquerade party, so I need a very classy costume. Barbara, do you want to go as the front half of a pig?
What night is it?
Barbara!
Okay, pig's down. Let's see what other costumes they got. Matador, Viking. Oh, this sounds good. Guy, spy. Perfect. I've always seen myself as sort of a suave James Bond type. See ya.
Drive it. Leave this man alone.
Come on.
Sorry, sir. He just really likes people.
Cute dog. I used to have a dog myself.
Really? What happened?
Died.
Aww.
Then I got another one.
Oh, really? What kind?
Dead. It was a collie, but he's dead now.
Oh, well, anyway, it was nice talking to you. Maybe we'll see you next time we're in the park.
That's unlikely.
Oh, why is that?
I'm going into a retirement home in a couple of days.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too bad.
No, it's the best. I'm getting on, and it's not as easy for me to take care of myself as it used to be, so I'm giving up my apartment and going into a home where everything will be taken care of for me.
Well, that's not so bad. That's what we did a couple years ago, right, Carol? Come on, Barbara. See ya.
Thinking of redoing the kitchen in blue. What do you think?
What? Nice. You know what? It's really very interesting.
Oh, look, a built-in trash compactor. Instead of big unwieldy trash, we'll have perfect little cubes of trash. That's what I call living.
No, this brings like so many memories of the first house that Libby and I bought. I guess that was...
It worked. What was you saying?
No, it's just... Our first place, you know, remember they had this tiny little stove. So it's something like that.
It worked. Go on.
Well, anyway, you know, it wasn't much, but we...
Hey, look, if escaped convicts ever break in here and hold me hostage, I can signal the neighbors. And... This is going to be great, and I thought Nick and I wouldn't be able to own our own home for at least 5 or 6 years, but thanks to Aunt Rita, our dream need not be deferred.
Who's Aunt Rita?
The family money bags. Any of the kin need money, they turn to Rita, but she's on her way over. You'll see for yourself.
Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah. Think again. My Aunt Rita is as stubborn as a chili stain on a bowling shirt. Now, you have never met such a contrary woman.
Oh, I can think of one.
No, you can't. And whatever you do, don't borrow Aretha's car.
Okay, I'll try to hold off on that.
See, what happened was, Aunt Rita had this big old 63 Cadillac that she was just crazy about it. And one day I had to borrow that car to go to market. Now, I was extra careful. I parked away away from all the other cars, and wouldn't you know, one of them shopping carts rolled into it, put a ding in one of them tail fin things. Aunt Rita pitched a hissy. I offered to pay for it, but no. She wanted me to say that I was irresponsible and that it was all my fault. Now, can you believe that?
No, Lavonia, everybody's got one eccentric in the family. I mean, we had our cousin Russell. Is that...
Work!
Oh. Hey, Rita!
Oh, the bird!
Hey, Rita!
Nick? Oh, my! Oh, you have aged! Oh, my God, you look terrible!
No! This ain't Nick, this is Dr. Weston, the fella I work for.
Oh! Well, you look just fine, then.
Well, good. It's a real nice meeting you, Aunt Rita, and you're everything Laverne said you were.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll leave you two alone here. Laverne, it is a wonderful house.
Well, honey, let's you and I get down to brass tacks. Now, your mama tells me that you need some money for a down payment on this house. Now, I'm willing to give it to you.
Oh, little cubes of trash, here I come.
Providing that you do one insignificant little thing for me.
Well, name it.
Well, it's no secret there's been some bad blood between us ever since you were so irresponsible and bashed in the side of my car.
It was just a tiny little thing. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even in the car when it happened.
Laverne, unless you admit that you were irresponsible and that dent was all your fault, well, I don't think I can see it in my heart to give you the money for the down payment.
You mean to say you will not give me that money unless I say I was at fault?
At fault and irresponsible.
Barbara, I can't stop thinking about that poor old man in the park today.
Yeah, he was nice.
It's just that I keep seeing him sitting there on that bench all alone, friendless, 2 days away from a retirement home. And what did we do? We turned our backs on him. We didn't want to get involved. We walked away from a human tragedy.
I walked away with a human tragedy.
Barbara... Brainstorm.
Oh, no.
No, listen. Here's what we'll do. We'll find him and have him over for a home-cooked dinner and leave him with a lovely memory of his last day of freedom.
Wow, that may be your first brainstorm ever that didn't suck.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bump, bump, down. Hi, Weston.
Charlie, you decided to go to the masquerade party as a gypsy.
No, I didn't. This is my guy spy outfit.
Charlie, you look nothing like a spy.
Sure I do. In fact, the name is Spy. Guy Spy.
Charlie, you're a gypsy.
No, I'm not. I'm Guy Spy. Here, look. Number 212. Guy Spy.
Charlie, you're reading it wrong. That says gypsy.
Okay, well, then I'll just go with number 111. Pirate. I don't know what that means, but you get a high patch and a peg leg.
Pirate!
Laverne, you haven't gone to lunch yet.
No time, Doctor. I'm about to make the most important decision of my entire life. I'll take the check, I'll take it not. I'll take the check, I'll take it
Laverne,
not.
Laverne, please, this isn't really how you're going to make your decision.
Doctor, I want that house. I am sick of living in my tiny apartment, but I don't want to say I dented some car I didn't in order to get it. What am I going to do?
Well, Laverne, of course, what you're talking about here is the classic battle between idealism and pragmatism.
Uh-huh. We all know you went to college. Get to the point.
Okay, the pragmatist would say getting a house is worth a small sacrifice of your principles, whereas the idealist would say any sacrifice of your principles is wrong, no matter what the payoff.
I say, thank you, Doctor. This talk has really helped. I'm a pragmatist. I'm an idealist. I'm a pragmatist. Idealist, that's what I am. There is no way I can compromise my principles. I mean, what's so terrible about staying in my apartment anyway? It's not so small. 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 Coming. Be right there. Come on in.
Hi, Laverne, where are you?
Oh, hi there. Come on into my dining room, boiler, bedroom, breakfast, Nick.
No, what? Okay, you know, good move getting rid of that grandfather clock, and it opens the place up.
Yeah. I'm glad you could come by for dinner. I was going to light some candles, but it uses up too much oxygen. Are you hungry?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Well, don't eat too much. There's no room to expand.
Okay, Mrs. Todd, open up. It's the fire marshal.
Quick, hide.
You got company in there.
Hide.
Who? Where?
I thought so. Okay, Mrs. Todd, I'm going to have to cite you again. Why do you think we post these signs?
Well, I may not be able to have guests, but I still have my principles. Principle.
Laverne?
I'll take it.
What?
I ain't read this check. What good are principles when you can't light a candle because it sucks up all your oxygen?
I didn't think you'd arrive at your decision from that particular angle, but okay, gotta go. Oh, hi, Enrita.
Oh, you're that fella who ain't Nick.
So nice of you to remember me. Well, I gotta get out of here. Bye-bye, Enrita.
Well, Laverne?
Right, about your car.
Yes?
That ding in it was all my fault.
Yes, it was. And why was it your fault? Because you were...
I was... I was irresponsible.
Yeah, there it is. Laverne Higby is irresponsible. Okay. I'm going to have that check written up at the bank, and I'm going to bring it by your new home at 7 o'clock. Now, don't you be late, because I know how irresponsible you Higbys could be. I did it. Oh, I did it.
All right, now watch your step.
Yeah.
We'll help you over to the couch.
It's awfully kind of you, but I can make it on my own.
Now, we admire your bravery, but that kind of attitude is an invitation to an artificial hip. We're going to make your last day of freedom something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
You just think of us as your surrogate granddaughters, right, Barbara?
Right.
I know. We'll call you Pawpaw. Isn't that the cutest name?
Pawpaw?
That sounds stupid. I think we should call him Granddaddy.
I like Pawpaw.
Well, I like Granddaddy.
Why don't you call me Pawpaw and you call me Granddaddy?
No!
I know. We'll compromise and call you Pawdaddy.
Pawdaddy.
Pawdaddy. Pawdaddy.
Confess to something I didn't do. Big deal. It's not like compromising one little principle. It's gonna lead me down the road to ruin. Ruin. Ruin.
You say little Bobby's face is covered with spots.
Then why don't you take a laundry marker and connect them?
Okay, Laverne, this was a really short consultation, so this one's for free.
Like hell it is.
Laverne, I don't need the money.
I do. I've been skimming off the top for years, and I want my cut. I'm charging you double.
Please, Nurse Todd, I'm poor, but I'm good. Without that money, there will be no oats to overboil for Billy's gruel.
Who cares?
Laverne, ever since you took that money from your Aunt Rita, you become a complete monster.
Oh, it's all in your mind. Shut up, crab. I mean, next victim. And round and round we go. Who will be the next to bingo? Oh, 65. Oh, 65.
Look, Paul Daddy, you only need one more.
Goody.
Okay, B9 under the B-niner.
Bingo.
Bingo! Oh, Paw Daddy, you're such a skilled bingo player. How many times have you won now?
That would be 10.
It's 4:30, time for Paul Daddy's dinner.
Oh, and we'll start with the appetizer. Some soft, yummy applesauce.
I don't like applesauce.
Open up, here comes the tray.
I don't like applesauce.
Ooh, choo, 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 choo.
That's enough. I'm not an infant.
Paul Daddy. You seem to be a little distraught. Now, I think, under the circumstances, we should postpone dinner and we'll prepare your sitz bath upstairs.
Sitz bath?
Him in. No, I
do. Okay. Hi, girls. You must be Arnold. I'm Harry Weston.
Your daughters are driving me crazy.
Pardon?
Forcing me to play bingo, spoon feeding me, and they act as if I can't do one damn thing for myself. I'm not helpless. Wait a minute.
What is it?
I think I see what those clever little girls are up to.
You do?
I don't belong in a retirement home. Not only do I not need that kind of attention, I hate it. I'm going to live in my apartment and keep my independence. Those are two brilliant girls you have there.
Well.
Either that, or they're the two most annoying people on the face of the earth.
Well. Yeah. Bye, Barney, Arnold.
Oh, Daddy Waddy.
Is it? Gone.
Gone?
Paw Daddy! No! It should have been me!
Carol, stop it! He's not gone. He just left.
Why?
Well, he said to thank you for all your help, and he's not going into the home after all.
Really? Well, that's great.
Just think of it, Daddy. Somehow, our love and caring gave him a new lease on life.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Daddy, and when you're old, we're going to take even better care of you.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, boy. I brought champagne. I thought we could celebrate your first house.
Oh, whoopee.
What's wrong?
Doctor, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, are my principles more important than a house, or is a house more important than my principles?
Laverne, where are you?
Oh, Lordy, what am I going to do?
Laverne, maybe this is one of those decisions you can't make with your head. You're going to have to go with what your heart tells you.
Oh, there you are. Well, you're looking better all the time. Oh, well, now, look what I got here for you. Your little checkie.
Oh, yeah. My little checkie.
Well, what is it, Laverne?
Well, Rita, I'm trying to listen to what my heart is saying. It's saying, take a check.
Well, that's very wise of it, honey.
Well, it wasn't finished. It's saying take a check and stick it in here.
Oh, you are irresponsible. Well, remember it well, because you won't be hearing it in that cheesy little apartment of yours.
You know, Rita, you've been waving that money of yours under a lot of people's noses for a lot of years now, and it's about time somebody finally give you what for.
Laverne?
Brace yourself, Rita, because this has been building up inside of me for 20 years, and here it comes.
That's it?
Like a 6-ton weight's been lifted off my chest. And you know what else, Rita? That thing in your car was not my fault.
I'm not going to stand here and listen to any more of this. You stop that. I warn you. You stop that. You tell him to stop it. You two are insane. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Damn principles, that's the end of my house.
Oh, Laverne, you'll get your house someday. Besides, the important thing is not where you live, but are you able to live with yourself?
Thank you, Doctor. As usual, your words are full of wisdom. But then again, you are going home to that 4,000 square foot, two-story house of yours.
Bye-bye, Laverne.
Yeah, be careful pulling in that three-car garage.
It's the return of Shannon Zeal and Sunday Night.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They're raising millions of dollars for a good cause, but where is that money going? I'm Tom Brokaw, the story on Exposé, Sunday.
Followed by Real Life with Jane Pauley and an NBC World Premiere movie, Shoot First, A Cop's Vengeance, Sunday Night.